Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
I just want to do some football here for a second, BT, before we get back to the Mets. Of course, Yankees have a chance to clinch tonight. Mets, as of now, scheduled to play a game in Atlanta and a game where they're trying to rebound after losing last night. I don't know if you saw this yesterday. I did not. Apparently, there was an article on the Jets and the disarray that's going on.
I saw this, yep.
Okay, and he was asked about this. Rodgers was asked about this on Pat McAfee yesterday. This is how he responded.
How's everybody handling it?
I would say the culture is about the opposite of what that article said.
No.
I didn't read the article, but just reading that headline there, it sounds like it was written by Hassan Reddick's agent in a way to... so former agent, I guess, possibly, in a way to try and disparage our great organization.
Whoa. So I did not hear that. First of all, what was the disarray article?
It was an older article.
Oh, okay.
Remember with the whole mini camp when he went to Egypt? There was nothing about like where the Jets are now.
Yeah. Oh, so he was there. Okay. I was going to say. Months ago. So we didn't miss it. It just happened months ago.
No.
So then is that even then relative to where he's at with Reddick now?
It's interesting that he put Reddick's name in his mouth. I mean, that's pretty rare where you kind of dip your toe into somebody else's business like that.
And he also alluded to, he said, former agent, possibly soon. So maybe he knows something.
That was interesting. Good. Whatever it takes to get him in, we need him.
Wow. How about Rodgers having he's not afraid of anything. And by the way, I'm listening to sound bites throughout the course of the day, like Rodgers meeting the media today. That clip was from McAfee yesterday, but meeting the media today, I don't know if I've ever been in love more with a New York sports athlete than Rodgers. The guy just gets it all.
He's so in charge. Now, sometimes, and we've had these conversations, is he too in charge?
Yeah.
That's more of a above him thing.
It's not his fault Salah's inept.
And it's not his fault they gained the power. I mean, if somebody bestowed that kind of power on me, I'd take it as well. As long as you don't abuse it. And he doesn't seem to abuse it. I think he's well-liked. I think from a football perspective, what's probably most appealing to me is that he just looked bouncy. He looked a little quicker than I've seen him look in a long time. I can't wait for this game against Denver.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Hoff and I think you're going to go out there. I know you're going to be. You got all the trips going on. What's your next trip, by the way? You get the Steelers Sunday night.
I know we're talking about that potentially.
Looking forward to that. Yeah. It's traveling is a lot. Even going to these games like last Thursday night, you can't see what's going on necessarily. It's hard.
So, I go to a few a year. I don't want to go to every game.
I'm going to do the Giants tomorrow and then potentially the Jets on Sunday, and then that'll be a wrap for me. Every game will be at home. And we got the postseason baseball coming up. But, yeah, I thought it was interesting to hear Rodgers call out Reddick, or at least Reddick's agent there. Maybe it'll get things moving here because it'll be a nice jolt when they do get Reddick back. Right now, everything's going well for him.
Yeah.
And he was talking today about dealing with, not adversity, which the Jets have dealt with, but handling prosperity well. Something the Jets haven't dealt with. Rodgers dealt
with
that.
Yeah.
But that'll be the toughest challenge for this team, handling prosperity.
I think it's a challenge for anybody. Number one, I think the toughest thing is to just elevate like a moribund franchise from just inadequate and inept to competent and respectable. That is a tough jump that is elusive for so many teams. I mean, hell, it's been elusive for the Jets for 13, 14 years, Giants as well, outside of 2022. But then I think the even tougher, the bigger step, and this eludes so many, is once you become respectable and competent and competitive, how do you take the next step and deal with now the accolades and the expectations? And that's what he's talking about.
Nick is calling from Woodbridge, New Jersey. What's up, Nick?
Nick, what's going on, buddy?
Thanks for taking the call, guys. Just a quick Yankee point on Gleyber Torres. So I've been watching the Yankees for 31 years, as long as I can remember. There's not a more frustrating baseball player I've seen than Gleyber. And I know Verdugo had a bad game last night, but Gleyber crosses that game with another mental error that we see every week. They should bench him tonight, whether it's for Birdie or Waldo, whoever it is. but I hope that's the last mistake we see from Glaber and Pinstripes, but it probably won't be.
Yeah.
And we had a chance last night to win that game with Judge or Wells up, and he totally...
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, we lost you there.
I mean, listen, they had a few. That was in the seventh inning. They had a few other innings to win the game. Doesn't help when you give up an absolute moonshot the next inning when all the momentum was gone and it goes from 4-3 to 5-3. They're not going to bench him. They're not going to bench him because they've shown no evidence that they're going to. You know, I know they did bench him for a minute this year, actually.
Yeah.
But over the years, they've allowed this to fester. And that's the biggest issue. That's my biggest gripe with Aaron Boone, because I've defended Aaron more than others. Now, my gripes have been more on the Cashman stuff, as you guys well know. I don't understand how you can't drop this at Aaron Boone's doorstep. But like, we talked to Susan, and you know, Boone talks about how he really just wants to be loved, and he really cares about the game, and he cares about the sport. I believe that, but all I'm not inside your head. I'm not a valve next to your heart. I don't see your heart ticking. I don't know what's in your heart. So all I can do is react to what you do on the field. And what you do too often is check out and be emotionally vacant. And that's a problem.
But benching him, to me, would make no sense. Why would you bench a player?
They're not going
to
bench him now because he's hitting as well.
What? But I'm saying, why would you bench a player in general?
Well, you bench him to send the message. Okay. They already did that, and he's doing it again.
Do you think benching Gleyber Torres?
No.
Oh, now I get it, coach.
No.
I can't do that.
Nope.
Like, there's nothing you could do. He is what he is. Yeah. You got to move on from him.
Ship has sailed.
They didn't do it. And now they're going to cross their fingers and hope it doesn't come back to bite them in the postseason when it does, that it doesn't cost them a game or a series.
Sal, you've got one chance, whether it's as a parent or as a coach in this instance, during the formative years, really, to try to create a template of expectation, what's acceptable, what will not be tolerated. And the Yankees too often tolerated what should never be tolerated. And here he is, 27 years of age. He's not changing.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We come back. We'll have more of your calls, 888-808-1019. Also, we have to revisit for the final time, with just 5 games to go, where we're at with the BT and Sal over-unders. I actually don't know where it's at. I haven't looked at it. We're going to have hot take. I don't.
Yeah.
I know where we were last time.
But you know. You kind of have a sense.
I don't. Have you looked it up?
I have a sense.
Well, I look forward then to revisiting this when we come back.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really, or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom!
One sec, sweetie. Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really? Really?